Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, the new Medicare cards roll out beginning April 2018. So what does that mean for you and your clients? We've got you covered in episode 23, What You Need to Know About New Medicare Cards, written by Lauren Hayden. New Medicare cards are coming in April 2018, and your clients are bound to have questions. Even though change can be scary, we think your clients will actually prefer their new Medicare cards. But as with any transition in life, there's going to be some confusion as well as some questions. We'll go over everything you need to know to address your clients' concerns. In September 2017, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, announced their plan to release a newly designed Medicare card. Why the change? The new cards are designed to protect personally identifiable information. Older versions of the card displayed the cardholder's social security number, which could easily be stolen by identity thieves. The new card numbers are also unique for every individual, but it's a totally random set of 11 numbers and capital letters. This new number is called a Medicare Beneficiary Identifier, or MBI. The characters in the MBI aren't based on anything, nor do they have a hidden meaning. By removing Social Security numbers from Medicare cards, CMS strengthened fraud protections for about 58 million Americans. But even with the new cards, fraud can still be an issue for your clients. There's always a risk of identity theft with any personal information. Stress to your clients the importance of treating their new Medicare card just like a credit card. They should not share their Medicare card number with anyone who shouldn't have it. Unfortunately, Medicare scams do exist, but you can help prevent the problem by educating your clients. Remind them that no one from Medicare will ever contact them asking for personal information unless permission had been granted prior to the phone call. Identity thieves may call asking for an MBI or Medicare card number. They may tell your clients they won't receive benefits unless they tell them their MBI. Or they might try to charge your clients for their new Medicare card. Education is half the battle. If your clients are aware of these potential scams ahead of time, they'll be less likely to fall prey to identity thieves. CMS will start mailing out new cards in April 2018 with a deadline of April 2019. The order is randomly generated by geographic location, so some of your clients may get theirs before others. Your clients can start using their new Medicare cards as soon as they receive them, and they'll be instructed to safely and securely dispose of their old one. What happens if April 2019 comes and your client doesn't have their new Medicare card? Tell your client there's no need to panic. They'll receive their new Medicare card soon. CMS has issued a 21-month transition period. That means from April 2018 to January 2020, your client can use either their old or new Medicare card to help ease the changeover. However, after January 1st, 2020, only new Medicare cards will be accepted by doctors, healthcare providers, and suppliers. The new Medicare cards will be red, white, and blue, just like the old ones. It will have your client's name, gender, MBI, and the date on which their coverage starts. It will also show whether your client is enrolled in Part A and Part B. If they haven't already, they should soon receive an updated version of the Medicare and You Handbook by snail mail. That handbook shows a picture of the new Medicare card and has more detailed information about the transition. Lastly, don't forget to remind your clients that their new cards will not affect their Medicare benefits. If they receive a card, they're already enrolled in Medicare. Their plan, benefits, and coverage will stay exactly the same. So there you have it, everything you need to know about the up-and-coming new Medicare cards. In our show notes, we've got a great sample Q&A on the new Medicare cards to help you during appointments, so be sure to take a look at that. We've also got a link to an article on Medicare for Living that you can share with your clients either by email or on your own social channels. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you for listening to this installment. We really appreciate your support. And if you like the show or listen on a regular basis, we would love to know. It takes just a moment to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app or in iTunes. Let us know what you like best, what you'd like to hear on future episodes, even if you just want to click on a star without leaving a review. All of that feedback helps us to make a better show for you, the agent, and that is what the Agent Survival Guide team is all about. So please, we'd love if you left a review, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments on a future episode. Thank you again for your support, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.